drug disposal.
Good morning. It's 9:26. Got a little bit of sun trying to peek through here, 68 degrees. Welcome to our Wednesday Talk Around. We do this every Wednesday. Check in with our friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Samantha on the phone with me this morning. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
You got our reality check for the day today. We're going to talk about getting kids ready for back to school. What can you tell us about this?
I know, we don't want to start thinking about that now, but sadly, it is here in a few weeks. So what we do here over at OSPTI, we can help some kiddos get ready for the school year in many different areas. We can help with our speech team that we can help our kiddos get ready. Our OT department is awesome, too. They can help with other things. So what we can help with kids get ready for either to go back to school or when they do start school, if you start to notice a few things, we can work on anxiety and just managing those stressors and kind of making up plans for parents to help them prepare with, like, school. It's a big adjustment, or if things in school are just not going well, we can have them come here and we can work on coping mechanisms, handling stress, anger, just managing those different things during the school setting. Our OT team can work on writing skills with kids if teachers are starting to notice things like, you know, their writing isn't very good, they don't have spacing, some of their letters and numbers are a little bit off. Like, our OT team can help them with that here, and different fine motor things that we can help that can make their school go a lot better. And our speech team, which is what I'm on, we can help work with articulations. Like, sometimes our schools do offer speech therapy, but they have a lot of qualifications you have to meet in order to get those worked on in the school setting. And if your kiddo is just stuck on one sound, or there's just something that the school just can't justify picking up, we certainly can pick those kiddos up, and we can help them reach their goals and make school a lot easier for them, as far as either it's their speech, articulation, just different grammatical stuff that they have errors on. We can help them with that here at OSPTI.
Boy, it sounds like you've got all the bases covered over there, Samantha. I would imagine with everything that you do over there, and as comprehensive as everything is over there, it's got to bring a lot of peace of mind to parents when they're sending their kids back, correct?
Right, yeah, and a lot of parents, they kind of see a difference in their kids' just behaviors, and their grade levels tend to boost up a little bit better, and school just goes a lot smoother for their kiddos. Because, you know, when you fall behind and things are a little bit hard, our kids tend to shut down, and school becomes something horrible they don't want to do. So we are here to help so that school becomes something more enjoyable for the kids.
Boy, great resources, and Samantha, great information. Listen, if parents are listening to this and it's like, I want to get my child in there to OSPTI, what is your phone number over there?
Yes, you can reach us at our OSPTI site at 218-641-7725.
Samantha, great to talk with you. Enjoy the rest of your week, your weekend, and we'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
That is Samantha over at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
How do cooler temperatures for much of the Corn Belt translate into growing conditions for corn and soybeans as the season starts to wind down? Rod Bain has more on the story.
The trend of cooler temperatures in parts of the Corn Belt is expected to continue.
Now that we've moved into August, temperatures have cooled back into the 80s for the most part.